USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country, telling voters in Atlanta this week that he was shown polling data which encouraged him to run.
I beat both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I beat them among independents, which is now the biggest political party. And so, and I still have 10 months to the election, so I feel, I feel very optimistic about where we're headed.
RFK Jr. spoke to the Black Information Network this week. The central U.S. set to get hit with more bitter cold temps. Forecasters at the National Weather Service say another Arctic cold front will move into the U.S. starting today. New reporting now finds Latin drug cartels continue using kids and teenagers to smuggle immigrants into the U.S.
Heading into the Air Force Base.
Your hands out the window!
It's video captured from a recent border chase near the Texas town of Del Rio. State troopers encountered a pickup filled with illegal immigrants. The perpetrators, two teenage boys, were paid to smuggle them into the country. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Newly released 911 recordings are shedding new light on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's hospitalization and raising more suspicion about a cover-up at the Pentagon. An aide to Austin, who made a 911 call to request an ambulance for the defense chief January 1st, reportedly requested that dispatchers make efforts to be subtle when paramedics arrive for transport. An audio recording and transcript of the call was obtained by the Daily Beast about why it took several days to inform President Biden and Congress about his emergency hospital visit. Austin's hospitalization came as the result of complications from surgery for prostate cancer. As war between Israel and Hamas triggers smaller clashes across the Middle East region, the U.S. and U.K. continue combating Houthi militants in Yemen who've been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea for months.
Is the risk of doing nothing greater than the risk of doing these strikes, which could, in theory at least, lead to some further escalation?
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. Mark Lyle Grant, the U.S. says it shot down a Houthi rebel missile fired at a U.S. warship this week. Jason Kelce, the star Philadelphia Eagles center, is reportedly retiring. ESPN reports Kelce told teammates after a tough loss in the wild card round of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this week that he plans to hang up his cleats. He would finish his career with one Super Bowl title and as a seven-time Pro Bowler. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.